Hello friends, welcome to another episode of the Relationship Matters podcast. We shall continue on the communication series. Today we want to consider how to deal with communication barriers. I'd like to start by saying that learning to communicate with people is like learning a foreign language. It doesn't come naturally. It takes effort to develop the skill of communication. Most of us were never taught proper communication skills. And you know, just like I said in the last episode, that poor communication can lead to all kinds of misunderstanding. This is certainly true in marriage and all kinds of relationships. Survey shows that among young couples, it doesn't take long for the honeymoon to fade and the consequences of poor communication to appear. Couples wake up to the hard cold reality, saying that we don't talk as much as we used to, we fight more than ever, and I feel like we are growing apart. I don't know who you are anymore. These are words that you hear from couples that lack proper communication skill. First, let me tell you what communication is not. Communication is not just talking. Too many people think that communication is just running their mouth. Real communication involves talking, but it also involves much more. Neither is communication just listening. Some people never express how they feel or what they think. They just passively listen and never genuinely respond. That is not also communication. So, what is communication? Communication is the sharing of meaning. Two people have not communicated until meaning has been shared. Take note of that. One sends a certain message and the other understands that message, and that is communication. You know, communication experts, they pointed out that when you talk with another person, there are actually six messages that can come through. Number one, what you mean to say. Number two, what you actually say. Number three, what the other person hears. Number four, what the other person thinks he hears. Number five, what the other person says about what you said. And number six, what you think the other person said about what you said. You can see that there is a lot that goes into real communication. And real and authentic communication requires listening to understand and speaking to be understood. I take that again. Real authentic communication requires listening to understand and speaking to be understood. Today, I was thinking about the listening side of communication and I noted three barriers that must be dealt with. So, I'll quickly take you through the barriers, but before then, let me read this scripture. James chapter 1 verse 19. Bible says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Another version says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry." Here, James is discussing how God communicates with us through his written word, the Bible. And you know, the Bible is God's message to us, God's love letter to mankind. James, however, reminds us that communication is a two-way street. We must be willing to listen to God with a desire to understand what he is saying. So James says we must be willing to tear down the barriers that block our ability to understand what God is saying to us through the scriptures. The same principle applies to communication in relationships. And I mean all kinds of relationships in your life. You must take the initiative in dealing with any barrier on your side of the relationship that will keep you from understanding the other person. So, he mentioned three barriers that must be dealt with if communication is going to happen. Let me quickly take you through it. Number one, the barrier of apathy. The barrier of apathy. And the solution is that you must be swift to hear. For instance, when you see some couples attend marriage counseling, you know, it is not unusual to find one of them apathetic about truly communicating. The person is defensive about the counseling session. Their body language is already saying, I don't want to be here. This is a waste of time. You know, true communication, however, requires one to tear down the barrier of apathy. If you truly care about the other person and the health of your relationships, then you must be swift to hear how they feel. Sometimes we are apathetic about listening because we have been so hurt many times before that we don't believe things can change in the relationship. We have given up hope. We don't want to be hurt, so we don't get our hopes up. And you know, hopelessness leads to apathy. If this describes you, you need to remind yourself that with God all things are possible. Yes, you have to risk being disappointed again. That is the risks we take when we love, especially in marriage relationship. Sometimes we are apathetic because we are selfish. It is possible to get to the point where you only care about yourself, your plans, your pleasures, and your priorities. If this describes you, then you need to repent and show that you are sincere by learning to eagerly listen to people to learn how they feel. Number two barrier is the barrier of arrogance. And the solution to that, the scripture says, be slow to speak. We must deal with the barrier of arrogance. We must stop talking once in a while and listen to what the other person has to say. To insist on doing all the talking is arrogant. It is arrogant to think that you have all the answers, that your spouse has nothing to contribute in the discussion, and that is a waste of time for him or her to talk. It is sheer arrogance. You need to be slow to speak and eager to listen. Learn to control your tongue. Ecclesiastes 3:7, there is a time to speak and a time to listen. And the Bible also says, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 1:5. So, you must be slow to speak. Number three is the barrier of anger. And of course, from the same scripture we read, the solution to this is you must be slow to anger. People must learn to talk about their problems without fighting. Conflict will be inevitable, but we cannot allow anger to poison the well of communication. You know, 1 Peter 3:9 says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. And Kevin Anderson said, this is exactly what happens with escalation. Each negative comment increases the level of anger and frustration, and soon a small disagreement blows up into a major fight. So why do we get angry? Sometimes we don't like what we hear, and the truth may hurt. Sometimes we don't like what we think we are hearing. We get defensive and angry because we misunderstood the other person. Sometimes we get angry because we have never learned self-control. You already preempt the person talking without active listening. You know, anger is a formidable barrier that must be dealt with. Healthy communication requires that we exercise patience and gentleness with the other person. If we jump into conclusions, then we will kill communication. Apostle Paul clearly describes how we must treat one another when he wrote that since God chose you to be the only people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He says, make allowance for each other's fault and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Colossians 3:12 to 15. So you need to resolve to do your part. That is my advice for you today. Resolve to do your part to tear down the barriers of communication by learning to listen and listening to learn. Till I come your way again, keep winning in your relationships. God bless you.